from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 3 o'clock. I'm Danny DiCrescenzo. Topping our report this hour, a new study warns a national ban on fluoride in public drinking water, as suggested by Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., could result in billions of dollars in higher dental fees for Americans.
The study, published in JAMA Health Forum, shows that if all 50 states stopped community water fluoridation programs, children in the U.S. could expect to develop more than 25 million more cavities over the next 5 years. The addition of fluoride in public water systems has already been banned in Utah and Florida. One of the study's authors says low-income families and kids on Medicaid would be disproportionately affected. I'm Scott Carr.
Governor Phil Murphy has signed into law a bill that would levy criminal charges against anyone who incites a public brawl. It also upgrades the penalties for disorderly conduct. The bill follows last year's Gloucester Township Day event, in which police say nearly 500 teens caused chaos and resulted in injuries to three police officers. Rowdy pop-up parties involving hundreds of young people caused disturbances last year in South Jersey in places like Wildwood, Ocean City, and Seaside Heights. This year, similar fights broke out at the Hamilton Mall in Hamilton Township, and a brawl broke out at a street hockey tournament in Egg Harbor. And a Somerset County woman has admitted to using a painted water gun to hold up a bank in Mercer County last summer.
Sierra Brascom of Skillman pleaded guilty to one federal count of bank robbery. Prosecutors say in July 2024, Brascom entered a bank in Princeton minutes before closing time and demanded cash from a teller while holding what appeared to be a handgun. She made off with more than $60,000 cash from the bank's vault. She must pay back the full amount, and when sentenced in October, she faces up to 20 years in prison. Erin Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
NJ101.5.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. And will it keep getting warmer? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in one.
New Jersey 101.5 in skin weather. As we look toward our first stretch of real summertime warmth, I have a feeling many New Jerseyans will play hooky at some point this week and head for the shore. Let's talk about those warming temperatures. It's going to be a beautiful evening across New Jersey. We'll keep clear skies tonight with comfortable low temperatures in the upper 50s. That's typical for this time of year. Tomorrow gets a little more humid and a little warmer. Mostly sunny skies for your Wednesday. Highs lower to mid 80s. Thursday looks pretty hot. Mid to upper 80s. Yeah, we could hit 90. Look for sun with passing clouds and maybe a late day shower. Friday will progress from clouds to sun. Another summer-like day to close out the work week. Highs again in the 80s. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Newark 78, Edison 80, and Mount Holly 79. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. And weather is brought to you by Town Appliance, the luxury appliance store in Lakewood, family owned and operated for over 50 years. Town Appliance has small town courtesy, but with big city know-how. Shop today with a dedicated sales rep at their showroom in Lakewood or do it from home. They're online at townappliance.com.
Not New York.
Not New York.
Not Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own.
New Jersey
101.5.
Join the conversation.